Are there any other delegations or international organizations wishing to take the floor? Well, actually, we don't have much time available to initiate the discussion of the next point that I would suggest you under my indicative timetable. And I have to tell you that I am very impressed by today's discussion. Yes, indeed, this is a fact that the GGE has been seized of the issue of the of loss for over almost 10 years. But actually, we have also to acknowledge the fact that we lost 2 years due to the pandemic, and it was very much standing in the way of a more meaningful engagement. I think that also we have to take into account the fact that there was a real positive intensification of our work in the last 2 years. 10 proposals were submitted last year, and another additional 5 this year, which clearly indicate that there is also, from the part of members, a perception that it's high time for us to make progress. And we saw that there was a real approximation of positions between different members. The topics are becoming more restricted, more focused. Of course, there are still on the table divergences regarding level of ambition, and that's something that it's up to the delegations to try to come around these nuances of perception and see where what is the relationship of different levels of ambitions and the continuation of the work of our committee. So what I intend to do tomorrow, once we take up different issues, is try to correlate the way we discuss each and every topic with levels of ambition, and how can we see ways to further approximate the positions. I think that at this juncture, it's about time that we start to lose, let us say, our pride of authorship and try to see what are the common elements that bind us together. And with that, you will certainly be facilitating my task to draft a report in which I could come up with a text that is really pretty close to what is the average perception of this body. I mean, I cannot, as I mentioned to you earlier, that I am not in a position to impose to any of you outcomes that people are not prepared to. But I try to make provide avenues for this convergence. Also, I believe that, I mean, my mandate is quite clear. I am due to strengthen the convention, which means that we have to try to, as much as we can, to try to reach outcomes that will lead at a certain period in time to a further strengthening of the convention via, possibly via an additional protocol or not. And I think that even if we were to think in terms of trying to design outcomes, it would be very hard to ignore the substantial amount of work that has been put into our discussions here. So I am, I think that today I am even more crushed by the responsibility to come to a result in May, in light of the very dedicated and high quality work that every delegation has put into those proposals. And particularly having in mind the fact that the convergences are real. We might not be that close as we imagine or as we say, but this is the work that we have to carry out in the next few days, to try to get closer to the issues and see whether this approximation is real or it is something that people say to look good. I will certainly try to squeeze some points and try to get to the bottom of things, so as to enable us to have a real check on the state of affairs, and with that have more clarity as collective as where we do stand. So having said that, I think that we had a very long day, but I take solace from the fact that it was a very productive one, and it's up to me to thank you for your hard work, dedication, and commitment. So I hope that you have a good night's rest, and we'll resume our deliberations tomorrow. We have some reminders here. Delegations should please send their statements to the following address, speeches@un.org, to facilitate the work of interpreters. And also an alert to delegates that are joining us through the CCW sponsorship program, that we will meet briefly. I will attend this in room H208 as soon as we adjourn our meeting. So the meeting is adjourned, and I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow, 10 a.m. sharp. Thank you.